CB9 and then mobile monitoring. K-O-P mobile. AB9NN mobile monitoring.
Testing on the 7-4. We're over in Harbor Springs. KQIS mobile.
KABCW.
KABCW, KDIS mobile. Harbor Springs.
Hey, Ryan, back in my neck of the woods, I hear.
Yep. How am I making it in? I think I'm still on the 7-4. I didn't look. Jake said he switched some stuff around and band-aided it out for now.
Yeah, you're sounding excellent, man. I thought maybe you were on the 1-9 because you were so clear. But Adam went up to the Sheboygan Tower yesterday and did some reconfiguration of the send and receive antennas. I was on the air when they were doing it, and I was helping test it. I actually hit the 7-4. From my front yard with a 5-watt HT. So whatever they did to it really made a difference. That thing is working great now.
Awesome. Yeah. That's where I'm usually at. Yeah, I gotta run down here and drive a boy. Yeah, yesterday was quite warm. So, well, it wasn't too bad up here. It was 85 degrees at my house. Yesterday afternoon. Nice today. It's actually dropping. So, yeah, I got to run down here to Charlevoix and pick up one pallet and then Gaylord one pallet and then home. So, that's what we're doing.
Yeah, that rain's moving in this afternoon. It's going to drop that temperature. But, yeah, we had about 80 yesterday, low humidity. Night, lots of sunshine, man. It was like probably one of the best days of the year so far. Just love that. Love those conditions.
We had softball last night. It was quite warm, but it was fun. We got one more game this year, so then she's moving up to 12, age 12 softball. So hopefully we can find a spot. I think we can use the school gym occasionally in the wintertime. I'd like to practice in the winter. The elementary school has a batting cage in the gym, so that'd be sweet.
Oh, yeah, man. Smacking homers all year long. That'd be awesome. Well, hey, I'm going to be listening for a little while at least. If you're on your way over to Charlevoix now and you want to test the reach on the newly refurbished 7-4, feel free to shout out when you get to, like, I don't know, Bayshore and maybe in Charlevoix. And if I'm listening, I'll shout back and let you know how I'm reading you.
Okie dokie. Yep, I'll be here. I switched over to the 1-9 for receive issues. I'm pretty directional, so. But I'll flip over there when I get south. I need to reconfigure this radio. I was going to put a different radio in here. I don't know yet, but I need to reconfigure the frequencies programmed in here so they're more in order. I had them in order, but then new frequencies came about. I think this one is fairly new, or it was off the air for a while. I don't remember, but I added it in. It's last on the list of, like, 40. So, all right. KBCW, KDYS, mobile. Listen.
K8BCW, monitoring.
That mobile station going towards Charlevoix, where are you now?
I'm just coming into Petoskey here on 31 southbound.
Okay. And running how much power? What kind of setup?
Right now I'm on 25 watts. Kenwood mobile with a 5/8 on a semi.
Okay, very good. Yeah, there's definitely noticeable improvement. You know, they were having I would call it a descents problem or an intermod problem, but yeah, it does seem to be remarkably better. Although, I think the actual output signal is down a bit, and I'm making that conclusion because of an S meter reading on the particular rig that I'm on, which is actually a Kenwood 746, just on the VHF side, and I have the power turned way down. I'm running about, I don't know, somewhere between 5 and 10 watts on an outside stick, so. And I'm only about 8 miles line of sight from the repeater, and it seems like the output signal strength is down, but the receiver's working much, much better. All right, thank you for that. Enjoy your little bit of dry driving, because the weather's definitely coming up from the south. I just looked at it on the radar. Hello, Bentley, W8RPM.
Yeah, I switched back over to the 1-9 here. I better go for receive issues. I'm dropping down into Petoskey. So, but yeah, the antenna, I'm sure you already knew, but the antenna physically broke. I believe it was a 2-4 bays configured together. So, I went by there not too long ago and it was hanging there. So, yeah, it's not going to work too good. All right, we'll be standing by. I'll holler out when I get out of this congestion here. K8DYS mobile.
And some of it might be terrain, but honest to God, you had a better signal on the 7-4 than you do on the 1-9, and you know the difference in the distance. So, yeah, the problem wasn't so much that the thing was physically broken. I mean, I think the electrical connection was still there. The problem was that it was moving around, you know, that there was it totally lost the mechanical integrity because it was, you know, hanging at a 45-degree angle. I stopped and looked at myself, and that was just introducing all sorts of noise and stuff. That was the bigger problem. That plus some conflicts with some other stuff going on the site, but yeah, definitely welcome the improvement. That way.
Yeah, they did. They did some nice work there yesterday. And by the way, you are sounding really, really good on getting into that repeater now. Used to be a lot of noise in the background, and I mean, you're crystal clear today.
Funny if you ever make it by here and see the physical configuration. So I have a 746 sitting on a computer desk in my sunroom. And that's going to one of those little dual band, the metal, all metal dipole. You know, it's a metal antenna. It's got a long whip for VHF, a short whip for UHF, and then like a tuning stub. And that's sitting about 20 feet in the air. And I mean, I can give this thing 100 watts on VHF, but I'm only running 5 or 10. And then just on the opposite side of the wall is the garage, and that's where the repeater sits, and I have an FTM 3200 sitting there on top of the repeater cabinet, and that's a dual band antenna that is higher up and fed with the actual half inch hard line, so I can do 50 watts in the big antenna and good, you know, really, really good feed line, or I can do 100 watts in the crappy antenna that's low with crappy feed line. And the, you know, they're probably, if you disregard the wall, they're probably 8 feet apart, but the stations perform completely differently. On a different subject, Bentley, and the rain's coming, I can tell. I can, it's getting gloomy here, and I can see it on the radar. I luckily didn't start any outside activities today. I'm going to pretty much work on radios and go work in the camper. But do I need to start guilting you into studying for your general like I need to guilt my YL?
Well, you can try guilting me, Ron, but I am like a rock. I, you know, all my life grew up only doing things that other people tell me to do if it suits me. So you can keep trying. I might do it. I got a buddy of mine that's talking about doing it, so we might do it together. I just need to find the surplus time and energy to devote to it because I've got quite a bit going on right now between work and some personal work that I've got going on. So one of these days is what I'll commit to at this point. And by the way, Ryan K8DYS, who we've been speaking with here, if he's still listening, he's got his own repeater at his place near Mayo or Harrison, I think it is. And you guys could probably geek out with each other on what your setups are, but he's an all-star guy too, and has quite the setup from what I can hear from him, and he gets in really, really well. So another guy that I've learned quite a bit from. Ryan, if you're still listening, Ron is the other station here, W8RPM. He's a good dude too.
Yeah, I'm listening. Thanks for that. Yeah, we're just about to turn right here and head west. So as you can probably imagine, it's a little daunting coming through here. People don't really have much respect driving, so yeah, I'm trying to stay focused.
Yeah, I know this is not your first time going through town, but welcome to Tosche.
You know, I've got a 31-foot tow behind, and even just staying on the main drag going through town on 31, it can be quite a challenge. So, yeah. No, we've talked several times before. I remember a kind of a protracted conversation. I was sitting in a doctor's office parking lot in Petoskey, and we were talking about I know you had to run because you were going to one of the kids' ball games. I remember that distinctly. So yeah, I'm familiar. We've talked a few times. What else was I going to say? Oh, Harrison. And I don't mean to keep you. If you need to drive, drive. Just don't even reply. But we're going to be in Harrison camping over the 4th of July weekend, not the state park, but one of the private ones. And I have someone trying to get my attention here as well.
Oh, nice. Well, we got a local repeater. It's not linked to anything on 120-foot height, so... My UHF repeater is pretty low profile at my house. I haven't gotten it up on anything yet, but I work all the time. So, all right, I'll take a standby. Ron, Bentley, you guys enjoy. I'll see how far I can get the 7-4 when I get down here. Once I get out away from the city, I should be able to receive it better. So, KDYS, I'll be motoring on.
Yeah, Ryan, your limitation is going to be as you continue on, get closer to the water. The hills behind you are going to come into more play about getting off to the 7-4. So give it a try. I'll be listening. K8DCW.
Comment on licensing or on upgrading. And I got to, you know, I got to do it to my YLs too, because... It's not that she gets on and operates much at all. Most of the time she doesn't even listen to the radio. It's in the car. But, you know, between the couple stations in the house, I'm going to have HF in the camper, and the HF camper setup just is amazing. It's awesome how well it works. Simple, nothing, little Olenco SR8T and the matching tuner. And if you can... you know, if you can give that thing 90-plus feet of wire, it just burns up the airwaves. And if you give it 120 or 130 feet of wire, oh, my God. It's probably the most efficient HF station I've ever owned, and this is coming from a guy that had full-wave loops fed with ladder line and balance line tuners. So, but the suggestion I will make is that you utilize one of the free online testing sites. My favorite is AA9PW, Alpha, Alpha 9, Papa William. And if you can commit to just 10 or 15 minutes a night and just keep taking the practice tests over and over and over, I mean, it's 50 questions and you can get 12 wrong. So, you know, somebody like yourself that's fairly technically astute, if you do that for a month, you can pass that test. I'm completely confident. You don't have to study anything. You just have to familiarize yourself with the test, and it will work. And I will say the same thing to her, although she wants to understand the concepts. She doesn't just want to pass the test. And I get that. But as we've said many times before, you know, the real learning starts with operating and with assembling stations and with actually getting on the air and doing stuff. So anyway, all right, enough of my preaching. I'm going to get about my day here as well. But just in the interest of testing the changes, I will make a concerted effort to keep my ear to the radio whenever I'm around. So, Ryan, careful driving. Bentley, see you later. I'll be listening. W8RPM.
Good catching you again today, Ron. Glad to hear things are a lot clearer from your end now. It makes it a little bit easier to listen to you. And thanks to the nudge, K8BCW.
We'll try the 7-4 right now before we get too awful far. We're past Bay Harbor now a little ways.
Yeah, you're getting in just fine. A little bit of noise in the background, but not very much. Pretty darn good for that location on 25 watts.
Oh, I'm running. I think this radio is 60. I bumped it off. I'm pretty directional out the front, you know. My antenna isn't above the truck, so I got a dry van. But, yeah, it's pretty good. I can usually get out to most repeaters 30, 40 miles with this setup right now. I'm fixing on adjusting the antenna, or moving it, rather. in the factory mount. I got a 3/8 stud mounted 5/8 wave antenna, and it's on the factory mount, which is on the side of the cab. So it is what it is.
Yeah, right on. Yeah, so far so good. That's again, that's pretty impressive for that distance, and all the topography that's in between.
Well, I'm going to be putting a 110-watt Motorola in here, and hopefully I can get something up higher on the middle of the roof. You figure the bottom of the antenna is probably going to be between 12 and 13 foot off the ground. I'm thinking just putting a quarter way up there, I can get it a little higher. So, you know, 12 foot in the air, that's pretty good. All right. Well, how about we go further, see if we can make it.
Okay, BCW standing by.
Can you do it? All right, we're almost to our destination.
That's pretty good. You're about 65-70% quieting, but 100% there.
Okay, well, I guess it just pulled onto the road where I gotta be, so that's pretty good.
Yep, sensitivity's back where it should be, back where it used to be, so. Yeah, totally workable signal, Ryan, completely workable. You know, a little typical mobile noise, and it has a little bit of scratch and bacon and white noise and stuff, but totally usable for sure.
My receiver's terrible. I can barely hear you. My truck doesn't pick up that well, so. All right, we're jumping out. Thanks a lot, you guys. We'll catch you maybe a little later on this weekend. You guys have a wonderful evening and weekend. KDYS mobile.
Likewise, WARPM. It's good that you recognize the directionality of your antenna setup, because with that big old, probably metal box behind you, it is going to be dramatic. If you could see that on a plot, it's going to be like one great big finger pointing in one specific direction that probably is only 30 or 40 degrees wide. So everything else is off of nulls and lobes. Okay, see ya. W8RPM.
KC8VSU.
KC8VFW, this is KF8GDW.
KC8VSU Mobile, Traverse City.
I was just walking out into the garage. I'm in a base up here in Point City.
Ah, there you go. Yeah, nice town up there. Used to come up there a lot while I was coaching high school teams.
Well, 30 years ago, I worked at the airport there in Traverse City.
Yeah, I used to work there too when I was 21, back in the early 90s. I used to work the pre-board screening department there for a few years.
I was an aircraft mechanic. We retrieved and rebuilt wrecks. Picked up airplanes out of Lake Otsego, a couple out of Grand Traverse Bay, a couple of them come in on trucks. We'd build them, rebuild them, or just pick them up for the insurance company and have them come and haul them away.
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm just pulling into the viewing platform here. I see we got, looks like a Delta here and another one, so it's going to get busy here this afternoon.
Summer's coming. It's time for us normal people up here to start paying our bills. So I'm going to let you go. I really do need to just get out to the garage and fix what I was going to work on. So 73, Sue, it's nice to talk to you. You take care.
Okay, talk to you later. KC8VSU.
Almost to Point City now. K8UIS Mobile. KC8QVX, are you standing by? K8UIS.
K8UIS.
N8CN Mobile. Oh yeah, go ahead, Joe. We're just pulling into Boyne City.
Yeah, found it good. I was listening to you earlier, too, and, yeah, made a big difference. So. Everything's sounding decent here in TC.
Nice. Yeah, I get over that way now, so. I'm heading to Gaylord. The temperatures have come down. My wife said that we got a little rain at my house. Just a little bit, but it was really dry. So, what do you got going on today?
Well, it's my, I don't have to come to the office day today, so I started out working outside, and I had to move to the porch when it started to rain a little bit, but I think it's done, so when I get back, my lovely wife treated me to lunch. When I get back, I think I'll see if the outside table is dry again and park it there for the remainder of the afternoon. And I think everybody else is gone, and I'm not in the office, which means I can be productive. So I can probably scratch a bunch of stuff off my list this afternoon. And I get to be outside doing it as long as it doesn't start raining again. So, yeah. Going all right. Not a bad end of the week.
Well, good. I'm glad you were outside doing some stuff. It's good to be outside. I've been outside a little bit today, and I'm ready for the week to be over. So I got some stuff to do at home, and I screwed some stuff up at home, and I got to try to fix that. Well, my nieces are coming over to stay the night. I don't know if they're staying all weekend. I don't know how long. Maybe two nights. I don't know. But we're going to go down tomorrow and go fishing and swimming. And so that'll be fun. I still haven't gotten my pontoon done yet. I gotta finish that up too. Maybe this weekend. We'll see. I need a little relaxation too. I've been a little bit stressed out. But we're hanging in there, so. But other than that, not a whole lot new going on. I don't know what the speed limit is here, but I think it's 55 again. I don't know, there's a spot in here. I'm in between Charlevoix and Boynton City yet. And there's a spot that's 35, and then it's just randomly up to 55, but. Signs, you got to really be paying attention to see them. Once you pass them, there's only one, so.
Yeah, I remember that area, and there's a couple more around. I think there's one in Kingsley I always lose track of, and what the conclusion that I came to is that I don't use Google Maps a lot. In fact, my car doesn't have a, you know, there's no, like, it's not always on. Like, my wife's car is newer, and she plugs her phone in, and the map is on all the time and stuff like that. And what I've noticed is when she's got that going, it shows you on the screen almost all the time what the speed limit is wherever you are. And I think that's my favorite feature if I was going to pick one. I don't really need much else, but, like, I've decided I like that feature. So, there you go.
Well, that is very, very useful, for sure. The repeater just went from really clear to really not clear.
ACACSU.
Yeah, I heard you were getting a little noisier as it went on there, and yeah, it sounds like you're into the weeds now. Speaking of into the weeds, go ahead, Toby. KCAVSU. ACN.
You better watch yourself, Joe. I'm in the area.
If you're in the area, you're using the wrong input.
I'm in Traverse City. I'm close to your house.
Yeah, you're actually coming in on the northwest receiver, though, because you got your tone set to something other than 114.8. So, but yeah, you're actually doing okay from there.
Okay, I switched to Munson, Maine.
Yeah, that's way clear. I can tell right away.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not far from your house. It would take me about probably 6 to 8 minutes to get to your house. But I think you'll know where I am if I give you one hint.
Well, let's see. 6 to 8 minutes could mean that you are across the street from South Airport, which is about a tenth of a mile. Or 6 to 8 minutes could mean that you are north towards the center of town, probably a little west of 8th and Woodmere.
Nope, nope. I'm in a place that things take off and land at.
Oh, you're only 4.5 minutes away then.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead there, Ryan.
Hey, Toby, I heard you earlier.
I've been busy.
I'm in Boeing City now. I'm down the hole, so if I'm wooed, guys, I jump out of here. I'm going to be coming right into town here, so I'm going to have to pay attention anyway. Good hearing you guys. I'm going to be exiting the area as soon as I get out here in the picky weeds. So stay tuned, I ask. I'll sign with you guys. You have a wonderful weekend.
Hi, Ryan. You too. Drive safe. Safe travels. And, yeah, have a good weekend if I don't hear from you. Toby, where are you flying to?
I'm not. I'm watching them land and take off. I'm at the viewing thing here at the end of Hastings.
Oh, okay. You know, I went to drive down there. Maybe it was a month ago. The gate was closed and I couldn't get in.
Huh. Well, it's open now. There goes a plane off, a little two-seater. Yeah, I know. I've been in town for a while this morning. I went to Ollie's, went to Wendy's, had to stop at HDR. Had to stop at Bramer's, get a new rear windshield wiper for this. So, I've been in town for a while, just enjoying the day.
There you go. Well, you should have said something. I was out to lunch with the missus. But, next time, we'll tag along. But, yeah. Well, I'm just heading home to pop back in for a little while. off the day. They must have switched, and I didn't see anything go over my head, so they must
be... Yeah, you're really broken, Joe. You're really broken. Well, I just came in town, had to do a few things, and getting away from the area for a while. Thought, okay, I got to go to town anyways, and, you know, just having a good day. I had to stop up at the cemetery, veterans, or memorial gardens there, check the plot and stuff, so I've kind of had a good day out. I'll probably go save a lot when I head home, and that's about all I'm going to do today. I'm going to enjoy the day. Just getting away from that, from home is good and stuff, so yeah. And I'm enjoying my Anytone anymore, more and more. I love it.
Well, that's good. Hopefully I'm better now. I was sitting behind a tree a second ago, but... Yeah, I finally got the extra battery for mine, so I'm excited. I got two now.
Did you get the B stock or the main? They had the B stocks available for like $19, and that's what I bought. I bought B stock, and boy, that thing really does a good job.
No, I went with the normal one, but I guess I should look at that next time.
Yeah, if they have any left, they probably do. I thought about getting our one, but I don't know. Yeah, no, I just decided to come to town, had some things to do, and there we go. So, yeah. Okay, Joe, well, hey, we'll talk to you later. I thought you'd be on 86 or somewhere. I should have texted you and said, watch your back. I'm sneaking by. Okay, we'll talk to you later. You have a good one. NHCN, KCAVSU.
All right, so, yeah, no, I okay, well, you know what's the problem? Talking about it isn't going to fix it, so. This kind of got old, so I left. All right, I just pulled in, so I'm going to head back to it here. Have a good one. KCAVSU. NACM.
Okay, good talk to you, Joe. I just kind of snuck into town and was trying to sneak out, but I couldn't help it. I heard your voice. KCBSU, you're long clear, Drake. What you working on, Drake? KCBSU.
This is W2PUT Mobile Listening.
KCAVSU on DMH, Charles City Repeater.
KDYS, we are in Gaylord.
On what repeater?
7-4.
No.
Okay. It's still behaving well. You probably would be better in the 1-9, but, I mean, you're fine. So, okay, thanks. W-8-R.
Yeah, we're just getting on 75 here. Gaylord.
Very local.
Yeah, we're heading out of the area, so. It's working. I can hear you good. We're out in the open now on the freeway. Just getting out here, so. K-8-D-Y-S Mobile.
Okay, that's PW from W8RPM on 74.
Repeater. So I'm just using a simplex all-star node. Pretty basic, but there's not really many people down here. There's not really many users, so we don't really have much need to have a VHF repeater with all-star. I mean, it'd be nice, but there's not enough people.
Yeah, I don't know what is enough people anymore. I think there's only 5 or 6 people that I actually talk to on this link system, so go figure.
Yeah, exactly. Well, eventually we'll get something set up here, but, you know, when you work all the time, you don't really have much time. But, no, I'm just working on my stuff at home here.
off of that. So I'm about, let's see here, it's about 12 miles right now. I'm about 12 miles from home. My dad lives about 10 miles from me, so I got to stop over there. He's going to give me some flowers, and I got to get a backpack sprayer for spraying. I've got some, it's not chemicals, but they're essential oils I'm going to spray around my building every year, so keeps all the, keeps a lot of the mosquitoes away. Stuff. They get in my garage. I guess they're really bad today. So finally, it's cooled down here. So, yeah, just heard you in there. Wanted to get back to you.
Miles on your home repeater. That's pretty cool, man. And you're getting in great, so I hear you loud and clear. Yeah, I hear you on the natural stuff. I just spread some castor oil pellets on my lawn just to keep the neighbor's moles out of my lawn, and that stuff works great. Nice homeopathic preventative there.
Well, you can't go wrong with that. That's groovy. Yeah, I try to stay as healthy as possible, so I go barefoot, my dog's out there, and I'm not into the, I don't know how bad it is, I don't know, but I just figured whatever essential oils is in this stuff, it's basically just a bottle of essential oils, and you mix it with water and spray it, so it helps. It doesn't cure the issue, but it definitely knocks the tick count down too. So yeah, I can get about 20 to 25 miles. Another story, but we did put one over at Mark's, so I think I'm still connected to his node. So he's got a simplex node up at 70 feet as well on the north end of Clare County. So we were trying it today. I can get into his node from 4 Mile Road in Grayling, and mine covers to about Mount Pleasant.
Oh, wow, cool. You guys got your own little sub-network going on there. That's awesome, man.
Yeah. All right, well, you have a great evening. I'm going to jump out here at my father's, and I will be monitoring. Good hearing from you. K-8-B-C-W, K-8-B-Y-S will be clear on your final, and you have a wonderful evening.
Thank you, Ryan. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch you later. K-8-B-C-W.
And 8-8-B-X.
Afternoon, Adam.
How's it going? I'm the 7-4. Just about into Vanderbilt, so hopefully I'm making it in.
Making it in great. A little bit of just intermittent static that pops in and out, but no big deal. Can hear you loud and clear. So thanks for the work you did on that machine yesterday. I know it's made a couple of people pretty happy.
Yeah, it made me happy too. I didn't have a repeater that I could hit at home, so now I can. So I'm glad that it's working. I just hope I'm headed down towards between Vanderbilt and Galas, so curious how it's going to work. The 7-4 was pretty much the best repeater from Galas, so hopefully it works down there.
Yeah, I'll give it a try at some point. I know the 1-9 is reachable just north of Gaylord, like maybe by that Black Bear Golf Course there is when it starts getting a little bit more reliable, but I'll try the 7-4 the next time I'm down that way. Guy I was just talking to, Ryan, K-8-D-Y-S, he was driving his truck between Petoskey and Charlevoix today, and I think he was almost out to Charlevoix, and he was hitting the 7.4 on 60 watts. So I would say back to flamethrower status, man.
Yeah, I was listening in. I couldn't jump in at the time. I was working on some stuff. But, yeah, I caught that, and it sounded like he was making it in great. So that's awesome.
Thanks again for your work on the system. I appreciate you guys always trying to tweak it and make it better.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, we like it when things work. So, very cool. I'm headed down into Vanderbilt, out in Banjo Country. Go work on a sewage pump. Yay me.
Ooh, right at the end of a Friday, too, man. Jeez.
That's exactly what I said. We had two come in back-to-back. I just left one in Lampson, and I'm about 50% covered, so I guess may as well go get 100%.
Well, I've had to make those late afternoon or weekend calls for an emergency, and I was damn glad to see the guy show up. So hopefully you get some appreciation from those folks, and maybe it's not going to be as bad as you thought.
Yeah, the first one was pretty happy about it. The guy we're headed to now, yeah, I'm not his biggest fan. I don't know. Gets a little rough. Eh, you know how customers are sometimes. So we'll see how pleasant or unpleasant this will be. All I know is we gotta move some stuff around that's going to be kind of heavy to get to it. So, yeah, nothing like doing that, you know, I don't even know what time it is. What time is it? 4:30. Yeah, 4:30 on Friday. I should be home having a beer, but I guess the universe had different plans for me today.
Yeah, I do know how customers are, man. I've spent 36 years serving them in my career, and sometimes it can be good, and sometimes it can be not. So hang in there. This too shall pass. Have a great day and a better weekend, and I will toast you with a beer now in hopes that you can be doing the same soon. Take care. K8BCW.
Sounds good. Yep, enjoy one for me. I won't be far behind, though. We'll either fix it or have to come back next week for parts. And after that, I am going home to do exactly that. So, won't be too long from now. All right, catch you later. K8BCW, NABX.
K8BCW, K8ZAP.
Hey, Chris, good Friday afternoon to you.
Yes, sir, to you as well. I just caught the tail end of your conversation with Adam there. And sounds like he's not having a great afternoon or end to his Friday, poor feller.
Yeah, it happens.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. So, speaking of cracking a cold one, did you crack one in remembrance of Marvin Heemeyer yesterday?
Is that the Killdozer guy?
That is affirmative. Yesterday was Killdozer Day.
Yeah, I didn't think about doing that, but yes, understood. There's another movie called, what was it called? It's got Michael Douglas in it. It's from the early 90s, and it's kind of a similar thing. A guy that just gets fed up and, you know, goes a little bit crazy, and I'm identifying with that guy more and more every day, it seems like.
Falling Down is the name of that movie. Yeah, that's a great one, especially the scene when he's on the interstate, and I don't even remember where he gets the shoulder fire rocket that takes care of the guy that cut him off. You know, that's something that we all kind of have go through our mind at times.
Exactly, our spirit animal.
So yeah, I believe you have some family coming up this weekend. That'll be good to spend some time there. It's always good to have them back home for a little bit.
Yeah, our daughter came home yesterday. I picked her up at the airport about 9 o'clock in Traverse City. And she's been home today and tomorrow, and then she flies back on Sunday morning. So we've been having a nice visit so far.
That's awesome. I always got really excited and enjoyed picking the kids up at the airport when they would come home and whatnot. But, you know, then the other end of that that ride isn't quite as great. But, yeah, it's always good to see them home, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. And she's not going to be home for Father's Day, so she dedicated most of the day for me today, which was nice.
Ah, super cool, man. Super cool. It's nice to hear people, younger people, thinking of their parents like that. That's good. Shows good upbringing right there, my friend.
Totally by accident. Part of the plan, but you know, we weren't sure the execution was actually going to work out.
Who was it that used to say, I'd rather be lucky than good?
In my life, man.
Well, all right, my friend, I'm headed over to Sheboygan. I'm getting ready to hit down into a dip that I know I lose most everything, but just wanted to give you a shout-out and say hey, and you go have some good family time, and we'll talk at you later. Hey, AC.
Hey, I meant to tell you, yesterday the guys did some work on the 7-4 in Sheboygan, so if you have a chance to try dialing into that one, it is much more capable today than it was yesterday. Keep that in mind. I know that, that you and Erickson tend to rely on it from time to time, and you might want to give it a try the next time you get a chance.
I will for sure do that. Thank you for the heads up.
I will be standing by if you want to give it a try on your commute over that way today. So, otherwise, I'll catch up with you another time. K8BCW.
K8FGW monitoring.
EAT, passed on the 7-4.
Okay, do I?